gloire dérisoire. Dans sa gloire dérisoire, notre peine.
Welcome to the Art Sound Recorded Music Society. Today we have a special guest in the studio who's going to introduce us to a new album. To tell us about it, we have Jeff Gray, the Artistic Director of the Australian Wind Symphony.
Thank you, Peter. The series of albums that the Australian Wind Symphony are releasing came about when we realised that after recording our concerts way back since 2015, we had such a back catalogue of fantastic live music. This particular album is called the Australian Wind Symphony Engaging Live, and our motto for the Wind Symphony is captivating, engaging and brilliant. So it doesn't take a genius to figure out the first one was called Captivating, and the next one will be called Brilliant as we release that one in November of this year. But for this one, it has seven tracks. On today's program, we're going to be able to get in six of those tracks. To start with, Buxter Hood's Daughter by Australian composer Martin Hancock. He used to be in the Royal Marines band in England and moved out to Australia and is with this Royal Australian Navy. And he's a fantastic composer and a good friend of ours. We premiered this in the Capital Region on the 11th of November 2017 at our annual Lest We Forget concert at the Church of St Andrew. And it's just a really fun piece. It's about 6 or 7 minutes of parody, really. Buxter Hood was a church organist, and many centuries ago, there was a prestigious church organist post came up in Europe. Loads of very well-capable organists were applying for it. But the catch was that to get the job, you had to marry the local nobleman's daughter. The local nobleman was Buxter Hood, and hence the title Buxter Hood's Daughter. She was unfortunately not easy on the eye. So the music is a fun representation of the wedding march and some disastrous kind of stuff going in there as we realise that the trepidation that these potential organists might face. It's a terrifically well-written work for the medium of the Wind Symphony, and it's lovely, and it's the first work that we've done. It's also included with organ, so we get to hear the church organ of St Andrew. Beth Cathcart was playing along with the dynamic sound of the Australian Wind Symphony towards the end. But there you go, Buxter Hood's Daughter by the Australian composer Martin Hancock. I hope you enjoyed it. And certainly there were lots of motifs in there that you would have recognised from a few composers in the story. Our next work is by a Japanese composer, Yusuke Fukuda, in his late 20s, I think, in 2006 when it was composed. It's from a suite of five works, all dances, and this one's called Belly Dance.
Thank you.
And there it was, Belly Dance by Yusuke Fukuda, played by the Australian Wind Symphony, recorded at Llewellyn Hall at the Australian National University on the 26th of January 2018. Our final work today are the four movements of James Barnes' Symphony No. 3. Now, this symphony is just a terrific testament to the amazing skills of James Barnes as a wind ensemble composer, but it's also very, very personal because just as he was completing the composition or working towards the end of the composition, they lost their young child in a stillbirth, and it was tragic for him. And this symphony is called The Tragic. And the third movement of the Mesto is subtitled For Natalie, which was that child that didn't make it. But in a lovely note, the symphony was completed 3 days after the birth of the subsequent child of the marriage, their son. So the finale, the Allegro Giocoso, really does celebrate that life continues on when you do face tragic circumstances. So the symphony is called The Tragic. It's in four movements: the Lento, the Scherzo, the Mesto, and the finale, by the amazing American composer James Barnes, recorded again at the Church of St. Andrew on the 11th of November, this time 2019.
Thank you.
with such a tumultuous ending of the finale of James Barn's epic Symphony No. 3, The Tragic, we now end our program.
Today on the Art Sound Recorded Music Society, we've been joined by Jeff Gray, the Artistic Director of the Australian Wind Symphony. And the Wind Symphony has a concert coming up this week on Thursday.
And that will be at the B, next door to the Q, Thursday the 19th of May.
The Art Sound Recorded Music Society is heard every Saturday at noon and repeated on Wednesdays at 4 here on Art Sound FM.